Principle number five. Principle five, closeness and distance. God's desire is to give. The creation's desire is to receive. This state of creation's attribute being opposite to that of God spiritually distances creation from God. Right? We said that the creation was desire to receive. He said our source is only desire to give. It's saying here that this very fact that the creator and the creation have complete opposite attributes spiritually distances us. It says spiritual reality transcends the dimensions of time and space. Therefore, closeness and distance in spirituality is a measure of similarity and difference. We see in our physical reality that if two people have completely opposite behaviors and opinions, they're not able to connect with each other. It is the same spiritually. Even though God's glory fills the entire universe, our desire to receive is opposite from God's desire to give, and therefore distances us from God. We connect with God and become able to experience God when our attributes become similar to those of God. This is what the sages mean when they speak about attaining the state of Dvekut, union with God. As God's desire is to give, our connection with God depends on how much we also desire to give. Wow. There's so much here. So this principle is defining for us what it means closeness and distance in terms of spirituality. We learned that our true reality transcends all time and space. Right now we're existing in time and space, but we learned that our true reality, our souls, the part of us that's really us, enclosed within our physical bodies right now, enclosed within time, enclosed within space. But we learned that our true reality transcends all time and space. Hard for us to comprehend, but we learned that it's very, very real, that we're souls, we're divine souls. We exist way beyond this physical reality. Now, since our true reality transcends all time and space, so what would it mean for something to be close or something to be distant when there's no space? Because for us, something's close when it's physically close, and it's distant when it's physically distant. So this principle brings that in spirituality, in spiritual terms, things are close when they're similar, and things are far or distant when they're different. The extent to which things are similar, they're close spiritually, and the extent to which things are different, they're spiritually far from one another. So give like an example in our physical world. If two people have completely opposite views on life, polar opposites, they could be sitting next to each other physically, but those two people are so far away. They're so distant from one another. Whereas two people that love each other so much, one could be in another country, but they're close. So we learn that the source of reality is only giving, purely giving. And we learn that at the essence of the creation is the desire to receive. So this means that the creator and the creation are in spiritual terms as distant as could be, opposites. So he says, even though we learn that God fills all the universe, there's no place that there isn't God. The source of reality is everywhere. But there's a spiritual distance between the creation and the creator in the very fact that the creator is purely giving and the creation is desiring to receive. Let's read through one more time. Closeness and distance, principle 5. God's desire is to give. The source of reality is purely giving. The creation's desire is to receive. We learned we were created the desire to receive in order to be able to enjoy God's gift. This state of creation's attribute being opposite to that of God spiritually distances creation from God. Spiritual reality transcends the dimensions of time and space. Therefore, closeness and distance in spirituality is a measure of similarity and difference. So the way we measure in spirituality if something is close is the extent to which it's similar, distance to the extent to which it's different. We see in our physical reality that if two people have completely opposite behaviors and opinions, they are not able to connect with each other. It's the same spiritually. Even though God's glory fills the entire universe, right? There's no place here that there isn't God. But our desire to receive is opposite from God's desire to give and therefore distances us from God. So though we're not physically distant from the source of reality, we're considered spiritually distant to the extent that our attribute is opposite to that of God's. And the last paragraph here says, we connect with God and become able to experience God when our attributes become similar to those of God. So the more that we're attaining a desire to give, the more that we're attaining the attribute of the source of reality, we're becoming spiritually closer to the source of reality and becoming able to experience it. This is what the sages mean when they speak about attaining the state of Dvekut, union with God. We learn that all of us are destined to reach this state. We're all in the process of coming to Dvekut, of becoming similar to the attribute of God and becoming able to experience the source of reality. As God's desire is to give, our connection with God depends on how much we also desire to give. So it's defining for us here very clearly what it means to connect to God. That the extent to which we become more similar to God, the more that we become similar to God's attribute of purely giving, is the extent to which we become spiritually connected to God and therefore able to experience God. We learned that the only thing separating us from right this very moment, experiencing the source of reality, the only thing separating us from experiencing all that infinite goodness that we're here to experience, that most wondrous experience of God, we learned the only thing that separates us from it is our desire to receive only for ourselves. Because the desire to receive doesn't exist within God. Now, we said that the desire to receive was created in order for us to enjoy the gift. So, I mean, there's a lot to unpack here and to discuss. What this principle is just bringing out to us is, to, first of all, to understand what it means, closeness and distance in terms of a spirituality. That closeness is being similar and distance is being different. And the very fact that God's desire is to give and the creation's desire is to receive sets us up in a situation where the creator and the creation are completely spiritually distant in terms of our opposite attributes. And he just briefly put in here at the end, which this is everything we're going to be learning about, that the way we come to experience the source of reality, the way that the creation comes to experience the creator, is by attaining a similarity of attribute. By us more and more attaining a desire to give, we become more and more similar to the source of reality, and therefore become more and more able to experience it. Okay, so we'll end here for now, and God willing, go on to principle number 6.